You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good evening, y'all.
Good evening.
We are super excited about this one. We got yes. fellas in the house.
Oh, yes, we do.
All the time.
Tonight's topic is what men really want in a woman. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're tuning in to Podcast Detroit and to click on the downtown studio. And we're going to introduce our guests. Again, we are
Closet Conversations.
First, we have, who do I start with? Younell. We got Younell in the building.
Hey, Younell.
Say what up, Younell.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on, everybody?
Hopefully, Younell has some good advice about becoming the wife, from wifey to the wife,
or at least
a girlfriend.
I hope so, because I'm looking for a wife. I need somebody to settle down with.
Hey, sexual chocolate over here. Let's get it.
Next,
we have Sam. Sam is the man.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
Sam is currently, are you married?
I'm married.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
He's married. He's taken.
Absolutely.
But eye candy, we can look tonight.
Just don't let my wife see.
Ooh, okay. And we are going to get filled in on the married life. Next, we have Israel. Hey, another sexual doing? Chocolate. What's we just Israel? Got chocolate overflowing here, y'all.
How y'all ladies doing?
Are you single? Are you married? Divorced?
Single.
Ooh, single and ready to mingle, y'all. He got the tips of how to become the wife. We have Shay Wash.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, Shay.
Speak
hey.
Up a little bit. Can we hear?
What's going Shay on,
Wash?
Y'all?
Oh, Shay Wash. You know he going to bring some real shit, okay?
You know
okay,
what?
Unfiltered shit.
Definitely all the time.
Are you single?
I'm widowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stop playing. Okay, see, this is why we have to
play too much
play
already.
Too much already.
No, I'm dead serious.
Okay, we'll get into that. We'll wait, because I need to see proof. Lastly, Chris.
All right, last but not least. All right, so a little bit about my good friend. He has traveled the country teaching his very interactive sessions,
Bye
mentoring
y'all.
Men and women on the new millennium way to date. He is a certified life coach, and he's a certified life coach to both men and women, and with his signature relationship seminars entitled Boot Camp, I want to introduce relationship mentor, Jason Prater.
Hey, hey,
what's
hey.
What's up, Coach Prater?
What's going on?
That's right. A nice
hey,
intro.
Audience, how y'all doing out there?
Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
Are we married, sir. Divorced? What's our status?
My status will be explained once we get the show going.
Oh, all right. Closet Conversations is getting deep. First
Real
question.
Deep.
How are we going to start this?
Let's...
There you go.
Now, side talk, side conversation. I know you look familiar. Yeah, he's a relationship guru. Oh, it's not from that? It was before that? Oh, okay. Just kidding. We'll have to learn about that, too. Of course, we have top shelf martini in the house. What are we drinking on tonight, boss?
We got scotch. We also have beer and whatever shots.
Ooh, oh, scotch oh. and Labatt Blue. We going Canadian on y'all tonight.
Can I have my shot of scotch?
Yes.
Ooh, doing it big
yes,
already.
Ma'am.
What's up?
I'm drinking with the boys.
Again, you can log on to www.podcastdetroit.com. Click on the downtown studio. And Dave, what's the phone number if we have any guests that would like to call in?
I'm going to have to look that up. And actually, it's easier if people grab the app.
Okay.
That tends to be a lot cleaner audio.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So Dave has recommended that you download the app, Podcast Detroit.
Excuse me.
And listen from there. And then they can make comments, questions from there, or... Is the phone number on there? Okay, he's coming up with the phone number.
I'm digging.
I believe
kidding.
I do have
I literally
number.
Just got a new phone
Isn't it 248-809-5004?
That would be it.
Oh,
yep.
Look at my girl with that notepad. She ready.
Yep, and once again, everyone, it's 248-809-5004 if you would like to call in and partake in these festivities. All these handsome men we have up in here. All right.
What's the number again? So I can put it on my
you know.
live.
There you go, sweetie.
Thank you, love.
You're welcome.
Everybody got a shot. We're going to take a shot before we begin, or we're going to start talking, and then once everybody's together.
Let's do it.
It's 248.
I'm already
809.
Yeah. Most definitely.
726.
5004.
I'm on the shot right there.
Hey, hey. So, yes, you are welcome to call in if you have any questions for the relationship guru, Jason Prater, or any of our other handsome guests. So we're going to get started. Chris, what's up?
Hey, let's go with you, Coach Prater, Jason Prater.
What you got?
Relationship guru. So tell me a little bit about yourself and what you've been doing.
Well, my bio speaks for itself. Traveling the country, teaching men and women on the new millennium way of dating, taking out the BS. We can cuss.
Yeah, you can cuss.
Taking out the bullshit
right here, baby.
Taking out the bullshit, and really, to be honest, teaching women basically what all of us guys talk about in the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
I expose it.
Oh yeah,
in a teachable way. Oh, so wow. The things that we complain about behind closed doors, even this gentleman here being married, some things that he might not be able to express at home, okay. I'll just. Hypothetically speaking, I would teach his wife what we talk about, because coming from me is one thing.
Different.
Coming from him,
right.
he got to go home. I don't.
He's right. Good at it,
so,
too, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been in an audience before, right?
Yeah, I've been a few times.
Oh, yeah,
that's,
right.
that's my guy right
so
there.
So we'll have to sit in as well.
Good old Jay
Watch. My man. First time I
longest
went,
relationship.
I
maybe
again.
We can start there.
Right.
So we get an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. Let's go around the room.
Off and on for like 9 years.
9 years off and on?
Off okay. and on for like 9 years. It ended though.
It's over?
Yeah, it's definitely over.
It's a wrap.
And so what caused the relationship to end?
We stopped messing around and she got married and had a couple of babies.
Oh, that will stop it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'll say this. I'm happy for her and everything. So let that be said. I'm happy for her.
Right.
And all that.
Do you think she's one that possibly got away?
No.
Oh.
It's all right.
All right.
I'm good.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So what about you, Sam?
Longest relationship would have to be 7 years.
And is that with your current wife right now?
No, not with my current wife.
Okay.
We've been together going on 5 years.
Nice.
But no, that's with my son's mother. First marriage was like a blink of an eye.
You know. So you've been married twice?
My second time around.
Okay.
Yeah, so, second you know,
time
good wedding. That probably lasted longer than the relationship. But, yeah,
hey,
7 years.
Okay. Nice. Well, Israel?
All eyes on me, huh?
All eyes on you?
Well, the longest was with my kid's mother. We was kind of like a childhood sweetheart, so I kind of like had the majority of my kids with her. I had a lot.
Majority? How many?
I had six total.
Oh, okay.
But
damn,
my older daughter was someone else.
No condoms over there, y'all.
Hey, you got a plan for the future, right?
That's right.
You got your little squad going on.
You got the millenniums sold up. You got a decade right. sold up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it kind of like, it still works out because we were friends first. Oh, and that's the main thing about, I think, about relationships. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really encountered another relationship afterwards because right now I'm not physically ready.
Do y'all still mess around?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. That's all right. Honest. That's all honest. Right. Yeah. I can respect that.
What, you know, but we stay in different houses. We do co-parenting very good.
Nice.
You know, I do the 3 to 6 pickup, the cook, the homework, and make sure everything is all right in the house. So when she comes home, everything is done. She can relax and I can go do my thing.
You help her relax and then you leave, or you
so
leave
you got a key.
I mean,
that's what that's all I was trying to get to.
You know the security code, huh?
Yeah. She can't have no dudes at that point.
Like, yeah, it sounds like that.
I mean, well, maybe she don't want any.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, that's up to her.
I love it.
Yeah, just talk to the mic a little bit. Let's bring it a little. Because you look like you got some good stuff to say.
Yeah.
But why they fixing y'all mic? So Shay Wash, tell me a little bit about yourselves.
My longest relationship probably was about 9 months. But
okay.
Really,
that's
like 5 years.
No,
see, not it was really 5 years, but really only 9 months was real. The rest of it was, you know, a bunch of tomfoolery. So
this is like a young love, or
we was some grown people.
Oh, okay.
You know, we were just, you know, still dealing with each other just because. But like I said, about after 9 months, the flame had burnt out, and it was just
Shit. How you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Good night.
Exactly. Like,
oh,
you know.
Yikes. Yeah. So you guys live together?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
You know?
Something like that. Explain
like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
we want to know that.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. You have a drawer there, a drawer here. You know how it
the
goes.
Drawer. So, I like that.
You know, yeah. So, you know, she got a boyfriend on the side. I got a girlfriend or two.
Oh.
But, you know, like I said, the first 9 months, it was solid. Solid
so,
as a rock.
So you're going to bring, like, the player perspective.
I'm not, a player.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
it's
not
going
a player.
Down.
Not
since
a player.
High school. No, since high school.
No, I'm definitely not a player. No, this is, I want love, too, like LL.
Okay.
But, you know, shit just happens.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
See, look. You get out what you put in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, shit. It is what it is, right?
Okay.
So, I got what I put into it. So, until I find a woman that I really, really like that, man.
Yeah, we going to get into that. Let's let's hold that thought,
yeah,
what you really, really like yeah. that. Because that's what we want to know, what y'all really like.
Most definitely.
So, let me finish what I said.
Oh,
so, back
okay.
to back to like I said. So, it was 9 months strong, but we messed around for like 5 years. And at the end of the day, that's all because, you know, we want what we want, right?
Because
we grown.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of the night, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So that's all that was. But
when did you decide it was, or when did you know
when it
that
was time
it was falling, falling apart?
I had met another girl that I really had liked, and it was just like, you know what? Yeah, I can't mess this one up because I was trying again. You know what I'm saying? I was starting over. So
you met another girl in
the
midst of
really
the relationship.
Yeah, and I really liked her.
Okay.
I really did like her. So I was like, let me try this new thing. And hang up this old floozy. And
where is the scotch?
That's my boy.
Are we gonna take a shot? Okay, we gonna take a shot off of Shea Wash.
Take a shot off of that.
Shea Wash. Hey,
man, Shea Wash.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good old Shea Wash.
Podcast.
The podcast Detroit.
What happened to our toast, y'all?
Yeah, we need to do a toast real quick. The podcast Detroit app and click on the downtown studio. Sorry again, some of you are trying to figure out how to actually tune in to hear us better. There may be an echo, I don't know, on our phones. But again, podcastdetroit.com, click on the downtown studio or download the app. And click again on the downtown studio. Sweet. All right, so let's get that. Ooh, what type of scotch we got? Let's put them on game. This is some grown man ish. Okay,
no, we missing the cigars. That's what we need.
Mix up my wife
some cigars.
Yeah. You know,
and we pronounce this
Glenmorangie.
Glenmorangie. Okay, let's get it. Let's get it right. Okay, so it's a 12-year aged scotch. All right, let's go. We on some grown stuff.
While we're pouring up the scotch.
Let's get on some stuff.
I do have a little question. So what I would like to know as a woman, and we start with you, Jason, what do you think is one of the most common misconceptions that women automatically think of a man, of men, period?
That they, women think that they know what a man is thinking.
Mm.
So we don't talk much.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk much. So you can't assume until we say something.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
In your impatience, you may start assuming, putting some thoughts and things together, and we haven't said a word. We can just be sitting there collecting our thoughts internally, which a lot of us, you know, men, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we're ready to say something, you already have drawn a conclusion. Before I say, I want chicken tonight. And you're like, you know, I may have been sitting there for 20 minutes trying to concoct what I want. And
right.
you assuming maybe I've ate already. What did he eat at? Why is he not hungry? Mm. His patterns are broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to figure out, do I want chicken or fish tonight?
Okay.
We
right?
think too much.
So you think
we think way too much.
You overthink. Thinking is fine.
Overthink.
When you overthink, now you're stepping into my side of thought.
Okay.
So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Just to put that out here, you know, us ladies, we are here to listen to what you guys have to say. We won't really have a whole lot of input because it's you guys' show tonight. You know, we really want to know what a lot of women want to know.
I'm single. I'm trying to get wifed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, okay.
I'm in a relationship, but I don't have no ring. So, what can I do?
I need to know what I'm doing wrong.
Right.
But you have to ask the question. If you don't ask, again, we just said it. If you don't ask the question, we'll sit here. Mm-hmm. We'll talk amongst ourselves about the game. We'll talk about random stuff. There's right. specific things that you guys want to know.
Yes.
You got to ask it, and then you got to
right.
listen.
Yeah. So all what right. do you look for? Let's hear it go. I'm going, Jim. Right. Let's cheers right. to this real quick. Quick, quick, yeah. quick. Quick,
cling, cheers. Cling, cling, cling.
So while we're clicking, yes, yeah, well, success.
I drank my drink.
Beautiful
right.
relationship.
That's okay. Let me pour you a little bit. Let me pour you a little bit.
And for that question, the question you just asked him, one thing that women do is like, they compare us to the guy they was just with.
Nice. Ooh, yikes.
Like,
I'm not that man.
I'm not him.
That's one of the misconceptions. Okay.
We got it. You know what? That's a quick conversation, but
it's a different one.
It's a different conversation. True. But if you guys, at the end of the day, what's the objective? You said trying to get married, trying to find
the missus.
Right. So
absolutely.
These are different. That's Shay Wash has mentioned a compartment that we have to discuss and close, or discuss and get understanding. Because again, if all of these doors are open, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 doors that you can get a certain perspective. But if it's not clarified what we're talking about, again, you'll overthink, and not even all the listening, all the ladies and listening on us, they'll go away with and miss everything that we talked about because you're overthinking.
Mm. Told you you're good.
Me and my friends, sense? We get on the phone and we overthink. Like, we that's overthink. What we do. We investigators. Girl, that don't sound
Can
right.
I say this? Can I say this?
Yes, please.
Like, excuse me. Like, women will think that guys have a lot more women that they have.
Mm.
Yes.
So they were like, "Oh, you got a bunch of women
don't look at
that
me like that.
I'm clutching my
like,
pearls,
like you have a bunch of women.
He's busy,
but yet and still, that guy that you guys are talking about may have no women at all. He may go to work, go home, go to sleep, watch TV, go to sleep, go back to work.
I see that pattern all the time.
That's a common misconception.
And that guy is probably just exhausted.
True.
Like, he's exhausted. True. So you would think that, okay, he would love to come home and chit-chat with a woman or his woman.
Absolutely.
That man is just tired. You want to take a nap.
So we shouldn't take it personal.
You can't take it personal.
Don't take it personal, and do not think he got a bunch of women on the side. Please do not think that.
Because, look, as a married man.
Married man.
Right.
He's talking. Mm-hmm. Everybody be quiet.
When I come in, I go straight upstairs because I'm tired. I'm an entrepreneur.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. I'm running and gunning.
Bingo.
Don't
shout out your business. I'm sorry, as an entrepreneur.
Which one?
Let's go.
Lapa Luxury Rentals.
Hey,
that's a car rental business. You know, I flip homes, so it's not really a business, but you can always, you know,
real estate
tap into me for real estate needs. Mm-hmm. We bring homes back to life for families. But back to the topic. To me, we have this round table. Every morning, me and my friends, like you said, with the locker room talk. Right?
Locker room talk. Mm-hmm.
Every morning before work, we sit down and we kind of critique it. It's very simple.
Hmm.
I'm married. I only want a few things.
We listening.
Pussy.
Okay.
Pussy.
Head.
Okay.
Dinner.
Dinner. Clean house.
Clean house.
Okay. Clean house.
See? Who said that?
That's a part of the house.
Who said that? You said that? Yeah. See?
Boy.
And understanding of our strife. I mean, most men usually are the providers. I hope so. Mm-hmm. You know, to a certain extent. But we also need some help as far as, you know, if I'm out there working every day, pay majority of the bills, I don't really want a lot of
nagging
when I get home, mm-hmm. which I don't have that. We chill. Me and my wife kick it.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
We kick my it, man.
But you know, you want a partner. Mm. I think women these days damn near want a new daddy.
Ooh.
You know?
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? What
they call it?
Zaddy.
What they call it? Zaddy.
Zaddy. Because it's not daddy, it's zaddy. And you know what's funny? What he's saying is so true. And everything that he mentioned in his list, really, to be honest with you, and I'm gonna throw this out there for the fellas. That's really in one category. So he mentioned 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's really like one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sex, head, clean house. That's one. That's just one. If you really think about it, because that's everything that makes up this man. That's mm-hmm. one man.
Mm-hmm.
I can give my list of five. It would be 25 things in this room, and he just mentioned basically one thing.
Is that one of your top things too? What he mentioned?
I mean, a few of these things, yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. But it's at the end of the day, it's really one thing.
One thing.
Then the other side of it, let's say he's a businessman. So he wants his business to be successful. That has nothing to do with the relationship itself. She can support it and get behind him and push him. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, sometimes that head, sometimes that good mm-hmm. conversation, sometimes let me get in the house first before you tell me all the problems. That's all one thing.
True. Right.
And then we can talk about invoices and, yeah. And new customers and yeah. clients and stuff like that. We talk about that's one category.
Join
okay.
Locker room talk. This kind of
no,
shit we talk about.
Oh, this is real. Hey, I want
right?
Yeah. Like,
right. Stop by. Stop by.
Right. Yeah, we only got an hour. We ain't got enough time.
All right.
Well, Israel, you know, let us know. You know, what it you think is a common misconception that, you know, women think of men.
Well, I think the misconception that I think that is
one of the
just one of them. You think you can change every man, you know,
like and mold them into you wanna, who you know, want
you
them wanna, to be.
You know, and then you got to fail to realize what you're going to get after you mold somebody. You know, once you start telling the person, okay, well, just say, you know, I want you to come in at a certain time of the day, or I want you to spend more money on me, or you know, just little small things.
Okay,
over time. We trying this.
It's a little, it's a little tiny up in here.
but you know, after the time of the thinking that you can mold a person, you get what you want, but he's not him. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's coming in at a certain time that he really don't normally come in. Now he's spending money that he's really not really capable of spending, because but now you women want more things, spending more time. All this other stuff. Then he loses himself.
Mm.
So in a length of time of doing that, he don't even know who he is. He is your person. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And that's where the relationship starts breaking down at, when y'all think that y'all can constantly change a person to be what y'all want them to be. When it's really, if a man wants you and he loves you and like you, he's supposed to change and adjust to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like time, anything. You got to adjust and adapt to people you like. Don't change the person. If the person like you enough, he's supposed to change for things that he see that's messing up in the relationship and change it for himself. If not, that's not going to be the person for you.
So to help the relationship grow, if that's who you choose to change for, you're not choosing, you're not changing for everybody. It's just that certain person.
If you can't change it, if you're not finding yourself changing for somebody and trying to be with them in a certain way and this thing that you don't like, you don't really want to be with that person, period.
Mm.
Because the relationship is about adjustments and stuff like that. You ain't nothing going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to constantly adjust yourself to this and that, this, that, and other. Yourself, not telling somebody to adjust it with you. They don't adjust it themselves. They ain't really feeling you like that.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
So both ways. Okay. Yeah. Wash. Yes. I know you got something to say. This mic over here burning.
My man.
The
money man.
I'm about to, you know what the problem is? And I'm just, you know, I'm just saying this shit like it is. In the world we're living in today, this social media shit is just all fucked up. Mm. It got people crazy as bat shit. So, like, I don't know what the fuck is really wrong with people. Like, you got a lot of women on here. I seen this. It's this one lady I follow, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She got a lot of followers and shit. That's okay. Because she does a lot of shit that make people want to look at it, right?
Is she married?
Fuck no. Oh. But at the end of the day, she says she wants a man.
Oh.
Bitch, I don't want to be with you when all you do is you shaking your, you taking showers on fucking Instagram.
Oh,
bitch,
everybody can see let's get into that. Like, okay, you know, everybody like, can this see shit it.
This shit is crazy.
She's like, too much in her personal life.
Yeah, and just like
showing
people,
too much and
like,
doing too much. Yeah.
Shit just done got too fake. Like, everybody's rich.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Oh, everybody rich.
Everybody's
see,
rich.
That's, cut this shit. See, look, motherfuckers, it's more Florida and James's than Wheezy's and George's. So let's just be real with the shit. Yeah. Like, and like, that's the problem you get. Like, for instance, like, if me and you was together, right?
Okay.
I'm on Instagram like a motherfucker because it entertains me, right?
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, again, it entertains me.
Right.
Like,
right.
I wouldn't give a fuck if they cancel Instagram tomorrow, but it entertains me.
Don't
so you be with
tomorrow,
somebody
please,
and they take that shit to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, like, far as you women, because you women, at the end of the day, we all men, right? And what do we think with first, normally?
Sexually.
Exactly. So, of course, it's a what they call it, a thirst trap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bullshit. No, it's just you a woman, you got a pussy, a snatch. And I want a ram. Flat out. So look, it's just different.
A little bit. My conception is a little bit wrong than that.
But I mean, it depends on the woman, I would say. I would just interject with that because, I mean, as a mother.
Okay, well, let me turn it down.
If Instagram was banging when I was like, you know, in high school, college, it could have been a different thing. But right now, I'm mature.
Yeah.
Grown women.
So listen. So
with kids.
So again.
You wouldn't wife them.
Again.
It's the same thing.
What's the objective, ladies? What's ladies in the room, what's the objective? Because all the things we talking about is dancing around.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's
Can
something.
Can you marry somebody that you had sex with on the first night?
Yes.
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 She's not a freak?
Why?
No.
She's not a hoe?
No.
Nope.
No? Why See, not?
Hold on.
Again, that's old
stuff. Do you have
stuff.
To test the car before? I mean, I need to know because I've heard.
I want to see if the car starts.
And all of that.
I mean, just what you just said. I mean, all these cars out here, do they work?
The car got to work.
But see, here's the thing, though. If you're setting out to do a certain thing and it happens like that, of course you're not going to too much respect that person. Stuff like that happens. Chemistry-wise, you ain't even talking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
But okay.
Like
we talking about
now,
sex on the first date,
that's
you know. Can you marry somebody after Israel, sex on the first
Israel,
date?
Hold on. Hold on. Now, she said something about sex on the first date.
And
now,
then I said,
is she still in competition to be white?
This is something that I want to know, too.
That doesn't disqualify her.
No.
Okay. That's good to know.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Let me interject.
Hold on. Let me ask you guys a question. No, in all.
But I'm married, and I got something right for that.
Yes. Okay.
Listen, because we live in Detroit City, right? Like many of us, we all know each other, right?
Okay.
So we all know a bunch of people.
Okay.
Somebody done hit your girl.
So yeah, if you gonna fuck me on the first night, I mean, damn, you fuck Joe.
But check this out though.
Bring that up though.
No, this is the thing.
Hold on, let me ask you this. Here's where you justify it. I think I'm better than Joe.
Of course.
So if I feel that I'm above Joe. You see what I'm saying?
Joe,
I feel what you give me, you're not going to give Joe.
But Joe hit it, though.
But it don't. How do
so
I know
you
that?
Like her?
How do I know that?
Locker room talk.
Hold on.
If you know, fellas.
Can I say this?
We got to hear Sam. He's a married man after you.
Let me tell you this.
Just because you hit a chick on the first date that you went out with,
okay,
that doesn't mean
in front.
That doesn't mean that she is not that she's not, you know, capable of being wifey. So disregard all that. That doesn't mean that.
That was my point.
Because women, just like men, know what they want to do. If you find me sexually attractive, and I find you sexually attractive, then okay, it is what it is. That doesn't mean that you're a hoe or I'm a hoe. That doesn't mean that. That means that we find both of us sexually attractive. You know, we have a common accord to say, okay.
Okay.
But getting still, you know what I'm saying? After that, if there's something more to it.
What's the substance?
I'm calling you and say, hey, baby, how your day doing? How your day doing? You know what I'm saying? On top of that, how your night doing? How was your day? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So it's a follow-up.
It is a follow-up.
So if I don't hear from you after sex on the first date, then
does that mean like...
No.
Nothing to do
with
sex.
I'm saying.
It's
never happened to me, but I'm saying.
Let's be real.
It
ain't never happened.
All right, so Sam, what do you have to say?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm married.
He's married.
Me and my wife did not put a lot of time in between that.
Okay.
But what it was the conversation. Mm. You have to understand, we not 20. A woman want what she want. She gonna come and get it. You know what I'm saying? And then you don't know the hurts. So women will maneuver and think, oh, I'm gonna pop him off just like the dude. Mm-hmm. But then they get caught up in the relationship bonds.
We're emotional.
I don't think that you're a whore. I mean, you had sex. You ain't no virgin no more. Mm-hmm. I'm not that. If we find each other attractive, it may happen.
Preach, brother.
You know, wow. But that has now,
sometimes
to do with
they
the
ain't got to be attractive.
Man, we put so much emphasis on things that are so irrelevant.
Hold on.
So you asked the question, right? I'm not, you know, trying to put nobody out there, but you asked the question. It's almost like let's clarify some past things that we probably have done.
I've done it before. Okay, I'm just trying to say, like, right, maybe so I like the guy.
So that was a choice, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So beyond the choice to have sex with somebody, it wasn't that made him not call you back or made it in sooner than you want. That had nothing to do with the actual sexual act. You came, he came, everybody felt good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Maybe, I'm just throwing something random out there for the table. Maybe it was your aggression after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you about to leave? Where you going?
I'm putting my clothes on. I don't live here.
I don't even know your name, probably.
Now you want to cuddle.
Oh.
Cuddle is for relationships.
Oh.
I just met you. We decided, like he just said, we decided to have sex as adults. Okay. That's two adults making a decision. Nobody got raped. Nobody got taken advantage.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's sex. We out of that. All right. So we in the next morning, right? I got to get up. This man got to go to work.
Hold
to run
on.
His business. So he's getting up. Where you going? I'm not off today. I got to go to work. You want to sit and do the relationship stuff like cuddle, cook, have more conversation.
Mm,
but right. Now that I leave and I'm going to take care of my responsibility,
real life,
you put more emphasis on the sex. And I'm like, yeah. I'm going to work. I've
Y'all
never been late
that
to work.
Movie, right?
I'm getting to work on time no matter what the night before. And now you sitting all day overthinking.
Like you said, overthinking
the whole entire day.
Oh, he don't want to really be with
me. He don't want to be with me. He just took advantage. Now you call your home girl and y'all are having this thing. And neither one of y'all have called one of y'all male friends to say, hey, man, listen, this is what happened. I met this dude, and we got it in, and he left this morning. I bet you one of your male friends was like, okay, what happened? Right. He left. He don't live there. He had to go to work.
I was raised by a man, so I tried to give, like, a two-sided perspective. You know what I'm saying?
I do, too. I have four brothers, and, you know, my father.
Baby.
My mother and father have been married for over 40
years. We a different type of
woman-ish. So,
I appreciate both of those perspectives.
I'm glad that you just said that, you don't have no daddy issues. See,
no, and that was my next thing.
You're very one of the few. See, like, That's the main problem. Like,
shout out to Jesse Banks. What up, though?
Mm-hmm.
Women, that's the first person that broke their heart is their daddy.
True.
They ain't got no daddy. And then, hold on. It goes twofold because us men didn't
with
have our daddy either.
Or the mama.
Okay. Are we really, again?
He's trying to keep us focused.
Again, the perspective is, like, all the stuff we talk about individually, no disrespect, is old stuff. We trying to get to, okay, all of that's irrelevant.
How do you become wife?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So how do you become that?
How do you become wife?
Right. That all of that old stuff is so irrelevant.
I think I got to answer that. Go ahead, Israel. Don't do nothing.
Be yourself?
Just don't do nothing.
What does that mean?
Naturally, don't do nothing. If somebody's going to like you and love you, don't do nothing.
Don't do
it. Is it true that saying, I'm about to say die.
When you try to do certain things, sometimes it ain't the right person that you're trying.
They're not appreciated.
Mm. You feel me?
They don't appreciate it.
Certain stuff that you put out here, you're a good person.
Right.
Good people should
come
to
you. Just said something. Let me test. Can I test y'all?
Yes, please.
So,
you're testing the ladies?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sweet.
It's Crystal.
Like yes.
What makes you a good woman? Now, this is a trick question.
Man.
But what makes you a good woman?
You're going to have to pay for this next time.
Shay Watch, you the money man. You know what it is. So, Crystal, what makes you a good woman? Now, before you answer this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 men are sitting in front of you. What makes you a good woman?
You on the spot.
Okay. What makes me a good woman? Well,
come on, Crystal.
Most times I'm submissive to a man.
Okay. Matter of fact, how about this?
Why
don't y'all answer it together?
Oh, okay.
Answer it. What makes you guys good women? First of all, are you good women?
I'm awesome.
Are you a good woman, Miss Bartender?
It just takes the right man. Absolutely. Oh.
You a good woman?
She a Gemini. Oh, she great. She Gucci.
Okay. So what makes y'all good women?
I love Ricky,
go ahead.
Y'all.
Okay, so
what makes y'all a good woman? Come on.
So I, I can be submissive.
I'm a listener.
I feel like I listen. I'm a really good mom. I could be a really excellent stepmom. I come from a blended family. You know, I have seven other siblings.
I'm complete.
I'm the youngest.
I'm complete. I got a daddy.
Well, that makes me more well-rounded because, you know, I know how to adapt to situations. I know what it's like to have, you know, stepbrothers and sisters, even though I would never call them that. You know, we brother, we sister. We either came from the same mama, same daddy, you know, like that. So that kind of makes me well-rounded as far as that goes. And, I mean, shit. I mean, I like to cook. I like to clean. So, I like sports. And I like giving.
You like have all that.
Oh, we got a rhetorical
question. Awesome. All right.
We got a rhetorical question.
Take it in the face.
I feel like you buried the lead on that one.
Hey, take it in the face.
That sounds good.
Take it in the face.
Great answer. We have like literally,
So check this out. So check this out.
We got 18 minutes,
I asked y'all a question, right?
Okay.
And the first thing, so you named a list of stuff that makes you a good person.
Ow.
You never asked nobody what will make you a good woman to them. So if you're a woman,
okay,
you all of that stuff,
right?
I don't like it. You ain't got to cook for me. I don't eat that much.
I cook myself.
But you're missing. You're naming a list of stuff that makes you a good person. I don't believe in steps. You my son and you my daughter. All of that. That's great. That makes you a good person.
Okay.
But in order to be a good wife or woman for somebody, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different perspectives that if you dated him, it would be different. If you dated me, it'd be different. If you dated him, it'd be different. So you can say all of those things and that would match that would match Shay Wash.
Hold on, Hollywood.
Hey, let the record reflect. She like giving head and cooking and cleaning.
So that might be on your list.
Hey,
so that matches for you, right?
Hey, she good with me.
Okay, she good with me.
So hold on. You gonna take for the rest of your life just head?
No, fuck off. At one point your dick ain't gonna work.
I never said that.
Right, yeah.
I will take in love your children like they're mine.
But I got the
good head.
I want a partnership.
There you go.
I got the answer. I got the answer. I got the answer, you guys.
All right.
I got the answer.
I'm just saying that's a good start.
Listen, what we want as men, first of all, we want respect. We want respect because
we want a lot of things.
Come on,
I know we want a lot of things, but see,
now if you don't respect me, I can't respect you.
But we don't think about us. We always think about ourselves. And that's what goes wrong. Really. That's what stops the relationship. We talk about relationships.
So you don't want respect?
But see, you gotta think about somebody.
When I walk in a room, whether it's my daughter's.
I'm not about to go and talk to my woman and Ike Turner, man. Of course not. No.
Let's hold up because we only got 15 minutes left. So back to what you were saying real quick. So should I go around and ask every guy?
So if you met a guy.
And
I ain't trying to take over the fellas. I'm not trying to take over. So if you meet a guy, right, you have a certain thing that you're attracted to, right?
Yes.
From an external perspective, right?
Right, right.
All right, so you meet this young man and you like him, right?
Okay.
All right, that's a conversation between you two.
Okay.
So at him, you know, what would you categorize as a good man? I mean, as a good woman. And then whatever he lists, if those things are not you, then 9 times out of 10, y'all ain't gonna work out.
That's what I was about to ask.
So it's best to approach.
Very simple, right, bro?
Before I start,
with somebody that you're attracted to. If I don't like short girls and you short, you don't stand a chance with me because the first tall chick that walk in, it's a wrap for you.
But
Jay Price,
you have to definitely do a part two. I was about to suggest that.
But Jay Price,
absolutely.
Listen, you cannot. Admittedly, like somebody, just
my nigga on that tip.
Mm-hmm. But
cheers,
I'm listening. Come on, we ain't got that much time.
Hey, listen. On the first hand, oh, she's short. I don't like her. But yeah, still, you get to know her, and then you're like, oh, she's everything that I want. So therefore, you can be like, okay. This is something that I can work with.
So not being so shallow.
Maybe what you want.
Shallow. Pools start at the shallow end. Yeah. You ain't never had a pool that's just deep all the way around. You got to, it's shallow. So it starts shallow.
Who has
then,
ever met, who has walked down the street and said,
no woman is perfect, bro.
I want to marry that person.
No man is perfect. Listen,
think about it, though. Like, you don't walk down the street and be like, damn, that person sure got a good ass brain.
I kiss Beyonce.
So no one ever looked across a crowded, smoke filled bar and said, she's got a great sense of humor.
But you know what I've done? But I've looked across a smoke filled bar and said, that's a fine looking chocolate woman.
Because
I'm not into light skinned women. Yeah. But if I see a chocolate woman, first of all, out of all the light skinned chicks in the room, I don't see them. They fine, they models. But she is chocolate. That's the first thing on my list. I don't know her. I ain't met her. She might be retarded. I don't know. But when I talk, when I see her, because guess what? Every guy in here looks different. We're different heights. We're different weight. We come from different statuses. So we're different. We might not be any woman in here cup of tea.
Yeah.
So again, you got five different looks, five different perspectives, five different ways to think. He say, hey, if she got head, that's a good way to start. Cool.
Stop, please.
Go ahead, Shay Wash.
Because you my man, and look, I'm going to ride with you to the end, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I heard not one time, and I use this word like every other day.
Come on, what's up?
Man, you got to have your temptation.
I was trying to get there. You know where I'm going. I was trying to get there.
You know, I'm with the shit.
But I don't want to take over the show. I don't know how much time. But
we come back next week.
That'll sum it all up. That will sum it all up.
We come back next week, too.
Yes, we're going to have to do a part two of this. Absolutely.
That's good, Shay Washington. I feel you.
No, hold on. Before you, I'm sorry. Hold on.
I have a question real quick, though, because I want to get this out. As far as marriage is concerned, like...
Is having children an issue? Like, if you meet a woman and, you know, we're mothers. You know what I'm saying?
Let's be real.
At our age. But what if you don't have children?
A woman I love having a baby when we was in high school.
You know,
let me tell you
something. Gotta think about it. Who the fuck didn't, you know, all this time, nothing happened to where you came into mother. I mean, think about it. We 37, 38 years old.
Don't put my age out there. I'm 21.
You can say that, but you were 25.
Man, we up in this motherfucker.
Be real. But I mean, if nobody wanted to really put one in you and kind of like take the responsibility, I gotta look at why didn't they want to do that.
But you know what's funny,
That ain't true. That ain't true.
Man, we're damn near 40.
I look at men like I
probably fuck more hoes than all of y'all. I don't got no kids.
I tend to.
I don't want to say that's true.
That still goes to the same fact.
She happens.
I don't want to say
a lot of women work. They work.
I got a bunch of trophies, my nigga.
So
I'm like Bill Walton. Hey.
A lot of women work hard, and they got careers. See, a lot of men, we got to be most of us are entrepreneurs or things like that. Trying to, you know, women are more career orientated, so it takes them a long time to get situated. College stuff like that.
Right.
Sometimes just because they're beautiful, the most beautiful women be single.
No, they be dumb than a motherfucker.
It don't be that to be dumb.
I'm sorry.
It's because they have to take care of business sometimes.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So when it's time for them, I'm 30 years old, I'm relaxed, I got my career in order, my college is good. Now they want to start seeing, okay,
absolutely.
I'm situated first. Yeah. We don't think like that. Right. We just want something right now, anything, and keep on going along.
Yeah, 7-2-6. Okay.
Can I say this real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
And that's you have some valid points.
The truth about the temptation.
You have children?
I do. I have two.
Let's end the show with that.
The true love of your life trumps all the bullshit we talk about.
Trumps it all.
The true love of your life. Now, of course, you got to be trusted. So there's an exterior. There's a shallow end of it.
Okay.
Right? But the true love of your life, you can go 10 years, whatever, and your kid about to graduate from college, and you meet the true love of your life, you probably have said, I ain't having no more kids. I'm done. It changes the whole thing.
That's why you can't never say that.
I'm talking about the true love. Like I've dated women where, you know, they don't have any children and all that stuff. And it's like, no, that's a deal breaker. You want to have kids? I'm fixed. Nope, that's a wrap. Mm-hmm. But the true love of my life, it's like, hey, we need to figure out some options.
Yes, sir. Hold on. Hollywood.
My wife's got a lot of kids.
I see you real combative over here. Now, I want him, before we end the show tonight, I want you to explain to him about what I just said earlier.
Dating your temptation. We got 2 minutes.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
We got 2 minutes. Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
Nah, we got.
I never said I was.
Ding, 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 ding.
Because this is the realest shit I might have heard.
So,
like, for real.
So I teach this.
This is the realest
shit. I teach this at my boot camp session.
Okay, let me know.
So I teach this at boot camp.
Okay, now, hold on.
Here's a quick little thing. What's your celebrity crush? Real quick.
Mine was Jay-Z.
It
used to be.
So let me ask you a question. So when you,
I just like the grind, though. It's not even
Wait, wait, wait. I'm going to take you to the step. So take you to the step. So Jay-Z, Idris Elba.
Yes.
Every guy you dated was chocolate?
No.
Okay, so take the ones that are not chocolate off the list, because Idris Elba's a chocolate, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you wasted time with some light-skinned cats, some, right? Right.
Say that.
I'm just asking. I'm just saying.
Hold right. on. Now, hold on, Predator. I'm the one that told you to do this. But she said some guy that
Shay Wash. It don't matter. Listen, it's her temptation, Shay Wash. It's her temptation.
I'm sorry.
The reason. Okay, let me start here and say real quick. Do you know why the reason it's called a temptation?
Hey, baby.
Because if you're not with the person, that a temptation is basically what will make a man cheat. So how about marry the person that you would actually cheat on your woman with? Why don't you marry her and be with her? So guess what? If you've dated guys that don't look like Idris Elba, if a dude that fits Idris Elba's status walked in and you with the light-skinned dude, right?
Mm-hmm. What you going to do?
You're going to be sitting there puzzled because you love your dude. Light-skinned dude is cool. He's been taking it. He's good. But you look at Idris Elba like, whoa.
I'm just saying. I'm
dark-skinned. But I look at the reality of my situation.
No. You mentioned the reason I asked you who your temptation was, because if Idris Elba walked in here right now, your posture would change.
Right, but I mean, but at the end of the day, though, that's like unrealistic.
I'm not talking about Jay-Z the person. I'm talking about the prototype. So it could be a light-skinned dude.
That's what you like.
That's got a grind. Okay, so you don't like Jay-Z the physical. You like Jay-Z the grind. The first thing you mentioned is grind. So take the grind out of Jay-Z. What do we put him inside of? A dark-skinned dude, short, a midget, fat. So what do we put him in?
No, but I gotta be at least a little taller than me.
No, but I put Idris Elba not in the chocolate category.
The point is this, there's a trigger.
Okay.
The dating your temptation thought process is, if you're patient enough, you'll find your trigger. Why don't you be with your trigger? If you like tall, dark, and handsome, just be patient and date a tall, dark, and handsome.
And then
that's what I was saying. About that matter. You just got to.
Because I feel like I'm dating my temptation now. You know.
Okay.
Like,
well, then cool. Because your temptation's probably listening. So of course you got to say that. But is that
really true though?
Is he
like, he's came in and he's changed my life. He's made me a better person.
Okay.
I'm more humble.
Okay.
Since I've been with him.
So he's probably your temptation. Now you know what your temptation will do.
What?
Marry you. Done.
Man, come on, man.
Done.
Come
on. Your true temptation will match your relationship criteria. So your Jay-Z grind or whatever you want, it don't take him long. I hate the married man left. It don't take him long to say, you know, you're my temptation as well. What's up? What's the date? If you want to have wedding stuff, that's for girls, all of that stuff. But you the one. You everything from exterior, and I've talked to you, your business mind, you love kids. You my temptation. What's up?
Y'all have more in common.
Hey, Hollywood, man.
You marry and have long relationships with people you more have in common things with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For one, if you got goals, you're going to marry somebody with goals. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? You're not going to sit and, you know, it's only very rare that you're going to marry. You got goals. You a doctor. You're going to just pick up a bum off the street and marry him? No. You're gonna
see, you know what I'm saying?
People with a whole bunch of degrees may attract somebody that they lack.
You are gonna still find somebody that have some, not saying it has to be the same thing, but you're gonna have somebody that have some kind of goal orientated.
No, you're not. They're
gonna
have something going on. First of all, they're gonna be doing something. Man, first of all, life is not perfect, man.
That's why you ain't gonna be perfect, but I'm just saying you're gonna gravitate more to people that, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. First of all,
things that you have in common with
your temptation is the opposite sex version of yourself. So if somebody got goals and grind,
come on,
I'm
man,
not
going
to be attracted to somebody that doesn't have goals and grind.
There you go.
Hey, Hollywood, what you call me, man?
The money man. They're going to have goals and grind, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So basically, that's saying what you just said. So your temptation is the opposite sex version of you. So what you just said about...
Leave the mic alone.
Hey, yo.
You can't come here.
Opposite
no
of you. All
right. So that's basically the bottom line. Man, your temptation is the opposite, yeah, the opposite sex version so, of yourself.
And that's okay what I'm saying. You're going to sit and, yeah, and do the same thing. There that's
you go
what I was getting.
There wow you go. Because wow a lot of people have wasted time wow trying to make somebody that's not your temptation. Is you now you're wasting time.
And then you got a lot of people, you got a lot of men that sit around and, you know, they mess with this woman, this woman, this woman. Then they get in their older age and now they want to settle down. But all these women, they done messed over, right?
Right.
And when they settle down now, this woman, majority, 80% of the time, is the one going to mess you over.
Hey, hold on. Hey, it is. Because
now when it's time for you to settle down, you done sat there and messed over 9-10 women in the process of really knowing that you wasn't going to take them seriously.
Hey, it is.
And when you settle down, believe me, that's when these men go crazy, go nuts, psychopath, and all that stuff, because now they're let down. We can't take the let down. We done let a lot of people down.
Yeah. Now we want to settle down. We're going to have to do a wrap up.
Yeah, most definitely.
Israel, we're going to have to do a wrap up.
I can't agree with that.
Hey, well, hey.
I can't. Okay.
Keep letting women down. Keep letting women down. If you're going to keep messing with this woman, like,
yeah, we're definitely like, going to have to do a part two.
Hey, man, shout out. Man. All right. Pun back in the building. Pun back in the building. He been MIA.
Okay, we're
going
to
doing one of his phone calls. My man, you nail on the tip.
Be quiet.
Max Sean, okay. Young G.I., you ain't look. Hold on, look.
We're going to give a quick. We're going to give a quick. Shout
we
out
got
your
3 minutes left.
Your in, no, we're out of here before time, so Dave can do what he has to do.
Okay, well,
okay. Yeah, watch the headphones.
Damn, all right, what they talking about?
Okay,
I want followers on Instagram
I
too.
Feel
look,
like I,
look, I changed my name like every
right
other
now
day.
All right,
today is looking for my cover _ wash.
Please,
and look, y'all don't even know what that
Jay
means.
Wash.
Okay,
he is hilarious. He's single. Israel, please give out your information. I couldn't find you on Instagram.
I'm looking for the chewing.
I have no Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, he does not, because I was
no Instagram,
to
no Facebook, Snapchat,
I got
anything.
Facebook.
Okay.
Israel
okay
D'Amico.
There
okay
you go.
Okay.
D'Amico. Hey, is that your real name?
Hold on. Before
nice
we log off.
In there
look, before we log off, and they might not let me come back again.
You
look
may not be coming back if you man keep talking over me.
Right.
So,
I gotta say something.
Samuel, what? Let Sam give his.
Well,
Sam, what's your
see
information?
He shouldn't have left. No, I'm telling you all right now. I done rammed maybe your sister, shit, your auntie, wow, and your mama. Let's get
Sam,
it.
Shay let's
wash
go.
Fun. Tell him the truth.
Moving man Sam.
No, he's married and he's good. And he's lying. Say it again, shit, please. Moving man Sam.
At Moving man Sam, come get your real estate needs through me.
What's your nickname?
Ann Cars.
I think I'm a new
okay
anyway.
Tell
okay
him come holler at Pun.
You nail is in a zone.
Yes.
No,
he in his own.
I need for you to get back a little bit from the mic.
From the mic.
Sit back.
No,
okay,
no.
So, Jason Prater, let's go ahead and get your information.
It's about the show. I plug the show. I don't need no more followers. And I plug the show.
Man, tell them
well,
Hollywood.
No, somebody may
tell
want
them Hollywood.
You
no,
know, no.
Tell them Hollywood, man. We from 7 Mile Evergreen.
Bring you back.
You know,
I plug the show. Closet Conversation.
Thank you.
We coming back next week, right?
We will have a select few. We may be rotating some guys. I ain't fucking with them. I feel like a third grade teacher. Okay, this was rough. Okay, you see
rough
me sweating.
Night.
Shit, I'm about to get my masters. Them dumb motherfuckers don't even know, do
oh
they?
Oh God, I hate them. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yes, college and high school friends.
Yeah.
Thank you for the professional.
Yeah, thank you for
professional
the
Mary. Thank you, sir.
I'm about to get a fucking master's.
You know,
it's two of them.
Yeah. Other,
I'll give anybody a master's. All right, and we're out. Love you guys. Yeah. Thank you for listening. We will have a second. Be
yes,
quiet.
We're going to have to.
We will have a second part two, second whatever. Love y'all.
Right.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Closet Conversation.